are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour on this Monday, August 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages earlier this morning. People were asking for 100 of the RAC cards, 11 questions to share with 11 people. Between now and the election, all you have to do is go to our website, acconservatives.org, and donate $25. That'll give us your address, your phone number, your email address. You'll get a receipt for your donation, and then we'll have the information to ship them out to you. So again, go to the website, acconservatives.org, and donate $25. And by the way, ACCU is having a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock at the Torch Lake Township Hall. You are all invited. We're going to be talking about the elections here in Antrim County. Talk about Cheryl Guy's coming out of retirement, doing a writing campaign against Vicky. What we're going to do to basically counteract it. And the possibility of some writing candidates of our own. So, again, that's at the Torch Lake Township Hall. It's on US 31, about 4 miles south of M88. Torch Cafe's on the corner. Just keep heading south down US 31. The address is 2355 US 31, Torch Lake Township Hall. Now, another interesting story that MERS News Service is coming out with on Friday is the fact that they are losing a ton of revenue to the state of Michigan. Why? Competition. Competition in what industry? Well, cannabis market very soon is going to be past the saturation point. As other state markets come online, this would eliminate the gold rush that the state of Michigan has experienced since legalizing marijuana in our state. Cannabis insiders say the Michigan cannabis market will soon hit the saturation point and sales will start to slow down. The $3 billion market is facing several challenges, including product saturation, low retail margins with high competition. You see, here's the problem, folks. They gave out too many licenses. You go to Traverse City, there's a pot shop on every corner. When you have that kind of competition, what happens? You have to lower your prices to compete. Well, I'm not going to buy it here. I go down the street and get it for half the price you're trying to sell it for. Oh, really? They find out what their competition is doing, they lower their prices. They're down to the point, folks, where they're barely making any profit. What's going to happen? Stores are going to start shutting down. Nick Young, West Michigan business professor at the Western Michigan University, he's also a consultant to Hostetler Young and Associates. It's becoming a pretty crazy time in the cannabis industry right now, Young said. Cannabis Regulatory Agency reported the average price in June for the retail flower known as a bud was $85.88. This is the lowest price it's been this entire year. Young said the biggest issue was that the market still has 180,000 pounds of product in the market system. Typically, at this time of the growing season, the less product going into October, November's crop harvest will affect pricing. This year is different than even 2023, he explained, because all the product for that year has not yet been fully consumed. Additionally, growers are going to be hit first as the price drops. Saturation causes competition and prices plateau. Eventually, this is going to affect the tax revenue that's being paid to the state of Michigan. Remember how they sold it to us that this was going to be such a boom for Michigan's budget? All of this sales tax, licensing fees, all the things to do with the industry was going to be a huge boom for Michigan. Now they're saying, looking forward to 2025 market prices, could end up being cheaper even in January, February than what they are right now. By the time we hit February, March, there may be prices so low they won't even be making any profit, said Young. I think there's going to be a lot of these small and medium players who are going to start to struggle because the margins in order to make it will become so low. Also, big investors aren't going to be willing to put up capital to keep the market afloat. Here's the other problem. Neighboring states like Ohio just came online last Tuesday, Election Day, August 6th. Additionally, East Coast companies are coming online as well. Young went on to say, if people throw a couple million dollars on the East Coast, they're being told they'll get their money back within 18 months. Meanwhile, here in Michigan, this is a long-term investment. And obviously, there are no guarantees. One of the major indicators of this is a multi-state operator that are now pulling out of certain states. If they're not already in Michigan, they're not coming. Why? Because the ship has already sailed to some degree, said Young. It's not just the saturation of the product in the market that's being faced. There's also the matter of licensing of people still applying to start up new businesses in the state. This will force even more competition. Even one primary election saw a local opt-in proposal actually made it onto the ballot. Some municipalities and townships could end up opting into the recreational market through just a simple local vote canvassing. However, the amount of money required to invest to swing a township versus some that are already there struggling, the license holder could come in and basically move the license because they're struggling due to competition. See, if they're not in your community now, folks, they very well be, maybe very soon, according to Young. So we'll see where this goes. I'm going to predict two things. Price drops, and many of these shops are going to go out of business. They simply oversaturated the market. Besides some people starting to realize, you know what? It's really not that big a thing. I'm not interested. They expected a lot of new users. Guess what? It didn't happen. Those who smoke marijuana continue to smoke. Those who didn't smoke didn't start. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. Again, Michigan passed these legislations legalizing marijuana via ballot proposal, requiring local municipalities to issue the licenses. So as the market supply becomes inflated, price dropping has to occur, making the margins slimmer and slimmer. Even if they're selling more and more, they can't use the Costco model, said Kevin Keith, the chief cultivation officer for a Michigan-based Loom Cannabis Company. Not just oversaturation with locations, product, but the number of licenses they sold. They basically oversold it, claiming that only 10% of the 1,773 municipalities in the state of Michigan opted in for recreational cannabis. The number hasn't changed, and it doesn't look like it's going to. In fact, many municipalities are starting to go against it, according to the spokesman, Kevin Kuth, of the cultivation group here in Michigan. Another bad business decision by the state of Michigan government. You guys voted for it, and now it's going to die. Final segment of hour number three. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got a couple of links to send to you if you're interested. For Missy's program, just text me, Missy. I'll send you the link to it, and I'll include the phone number. I had one person say, I don't do computers. Can you give me your phone number? I will send that to you. Just text me, Missy. My pillow. For the summer sale, just text me MP for my pillow. And if you like the cards, text me the cards. Just text me cards. I'll text you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can make a $25 donation and we'll ship those cards out to you. You can impact 1,100 voters, get them to think intellectually before they vote on November 5th. So absolutely, send me those text messages. I'll send you the information. Be available through tomorrow's show. Not a problem. Missy, MP for my pillow, or text me cards, and I'll send them out to you. Well, now that we have the two U.S. Senate candidates, Mike Rogers for the Republicans, Elisa Slotkin for the Democrats, well, the campaigns are sending each other cease and desist orders. Two press releases criticizing one another's records on abortion, immigration, and the economy. Based on ads that are running, Slotkin attacking Rogers' positions on abortion, Rogers attacking her on immigration, blaming each other's parties for the economy, well, they're already fighting it out in letters to cease and desist, calling for the political vitriol and violence toward one another's campaigns in the wake of swatting incidents that they each were targets last week. Swatting is when a call is made to law enforcement with a hoax claim that the caller hopes would warrant the presence of a SWAT team to be called to a political event. This past week, during the election, at their respective victory parties, calls were made that would trigger SWAT teams to show up. Slotkin was not at her Holly Township home Thursday night when an email prompted law enforcement's response. The next day, Rogers' Livingston County home was targeted during the day on Friday. No one was physically harmed in either case. Slotkin told the reporters at a Lansing stop that her Thelma and Louise tour with former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's retiring, well, not former yet, she's still the senator, said that the swatting pulled law enforcement resources away from real security threats and that the issue has been turned over to the U.S. Capitol Police, which is now doing an investigation. Slotkin reported that her home was swatted last night, that it was horrific, and I'm glad to hear that no one was harmed. As a former FBI agent, I can tell you that diverting law enforcement toward fake crimes is dangerous and is very bad sometimes for the outcomes. I know this because I was a victim of a similar incident back in 2013. It is my sincere hope that these perpetrators are found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, said Mike Rogers in a tweet. Rogers claimed it, Slotkins claimed it, and now they're fighting back and forth on social media. Really? This is what we're going to look forward to for the next 80-some days? Campaigns running negative campaign ads against the other one. They're going to respond in sending cease and desist orders to TV stations. Cannot wait to see the mailers on these. They're coming. And do me a favor, folks. When you get a mailer at your house for the U.S. Senate race, either from Slotkin or PAC or from Rogers or his PACs, would you keep them? Get a box, a shoebox, whatever. Let's collect every single mailer we get now before the November 5th election. Let's do an independent count based on where various listeners live around the state of Michigan. Let's do a count and see how many we get. Don't throw them away. If it has to do with the U.S. Senate race in any way, shape, or form, throw it in a shoebox. We'll do a tally on November 6th. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to